Good evening, radio listening audience. I am Gary Wallace, and welcome to our program, The Scorpion's Honey. Today's story, Goodbye Calendars, was written by Otroa Gomez for his book, The Scorpion's Honey. Sit back and see how an alter ego can totally change what could have been an ordinary life. I confess that just like thousands of other people all over the earth, I am tired of the days of the week. I am tired of weeks that only have Sunday through Saturday. It's far too repetitious and, frankly, quite boring. I see no pizzazz in weeks that have Monday to Sunday with Wednesday in the middle, followed by dull Thursday along with foolish Tuesday. Just when we are about to finish a given project, along comes Friday, which ends the work week. Friday could easily be considered the preamble to weekends, when no real enjoyment can be attained. I say that because we're always thinking about the inevitable Monday that lies ahead. The process of being born, developing, and then dying is so asphyxiating that life itself is like being perpetually incarcerated. It is the monotony that one faces who has been in prison with no hope of parole or escape. There's no time when we can wake up and be free. If we are not stuck in Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, then we're caught up in Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. We are all restless subjects in a kingdom of adventure. We are revolutionaries who are guided by our consciences. In reality, though, we know as much about what will happen tomorrow as Heraclitus of old or the CIA. We are pleasure addicts who want our perimeters to extend to the calendars that we currently live by. Maybe every day could be Monday or Thursday, or whatever day. To me, the important thing to do is change the millennium mindset, which has prevailed for thousands of years with no one actually knowing its origin. We need fundamental changes in our understanding of time. One possible change could be a year that had no Tuesdays or Sundays. From the physicist's viewpoint, the quantum mechanics of time easily lends itself to this opinion of metaphysical change. Equally, those of religious inclination believe that God created time and will terminate time as we move into eternity. Since both views support the manipulation of time, we could develop a month that has neither days nor weeks. It would be an entryway into a more perfect, unblemished eternity. I am thoroughly convinced that our absurd insistence on repeating an endless cycle of days and months has caused a causal effect on crimes and moral confusion. The reasoning mind cries out, if our time system is flawed, how can we trust our standards of right and wrong? People are fed up with man-made rules and boundaries. They know that with God, there are no boundaries. With God, there are no borders. All major cultures have developed their own unique calendars. A mere study of their similarities and differences are an exhausting endeavor that is enough to drive somebody mad and support nihilist thought. It is time for the leaders of the world to make the decision to stand in solidarity on this issue that is so fundamental to our life and being. Our yearning to live has slowly eroded away as we base our lives on a thing that will soon end anyway. Time shall be no more. From Budapest, Hungary, to Serengeti, Tanzania, the need is the same. Yes, the entire world cries out for immediate, fundamental, chronological changes in our time systems from China to Argentina. With our current system of mass communication, we are now in a position where we can report events in years without days, days without hours, hours without minutes. We can definitely eliminate seconds altogether. We can thus suspend the production of watches and almanacs. 50 centuries of repeating the same thing over and over is enough wasted effort on something that never really existed anyway, other than in our imaginations. Televisions and satellites have made the old system obsolete. In good conscience, we can walk away from those things that in the past we scheduled our lives around and return to the things and the way things were in the beginning. Back then, things just happened and weren't timed. Man, a minuscule part of a vast eternity, was free and unbound by the limitations of yesterday and tomorrow. Alter egos can flaw the thinking of even intelligent minds. Tune in for another intriguing episode of The Scorpion's Honey. Thanks for listening to KETR 88.9. Your pledges make old-time radio programming like this possible. Your station needs your support. Donate safely and securely online now at www.ketr.org/support.